So sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
Well, he gave you a gospel card. He has some good news on there for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, I was going to share that with you if you want.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. The gospel here is the path to eternal life, and that is what our hope is. It's not in man, right? Because mankind can let us down, right?
Right.
We see that in the Bible, Adam and Eve, when they fell into sin, when God just asked them to do one thing, right? And so we can't put our hope in people, right? Yeah, and as you see, what you're going through shows you how man can fall. Not just men, but women too. We fail each other, but God doesn't fail anybody, does he?
Right.
If they come to him. Yeah. So we're out on the streets to offer that hope for people who believe in Christ and his shed blood.
Okay.
And his death, burial, and his resurrection. So he shed his blood to cover our sins for those of us who would repent. And that means turning away from our ways to him. So you're living in this life for yourself and everything you're doing. And you see that you're a sinful, fallen person, just like your husband, just like you, just like me, just like him.
Yeah.
And we need a Savior, right?
Yeah, we do.
We need somebody to cover our sins. And Christ did that by shedding his blood. And if we repent and we turn to him, everything's behind us, right? We're willing to leave everything behind us and go forward to him.
And change our hearts.
Right, yeah. It's a turning of our mind and our ways, and our hearts are going to be for him, right?
Right.
And if we have a willing heart, the Lord will give us his Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that's called being born from above, or born again, what they say. Do you know about that?
Yes,
have you heard
I
that?
Do.
Okay, are you a born-again believer?
Yes, I am a Christian.
Okay, okay. So if you're born again, then you want to read the scriptures, you hunger and thirst for righteousness, right?
Yeah.
And then you follow the scriptures, and you obey everything, and you keep doing that until the day you die. Because if you stop, you don't have that hope anymore, because you're not following him, right?
He committed adultery.
Oh, okay. That's See, and that's where we want to put our hope and rest our peace and our joy in the Lord, right?
Okay.
Because if we put too much hope and peace and joy in our circumstances in other people, it crushes us, doesn't it?
It crushes us, yes.
It does, yeah. So what you want to do is turn your life all the way to them. Try to put that behind you. I know it's going to be a hard time to go through, but put your faith and your love and your hope and your trust in Christ and follow after him.
Right.
And I want to warn you. See, he's the one who will give you what you need to get through this life to follow after him.
Okay.
Right? And we can't lean on people because they fall too. Right? We've all fallen short of the glory of God, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the gospel. And on the back of it is a bunch of warnings about man-made religion. I would encourage you to be very careful and test them, because we haven't found any denomination or non-denomination or fringe group in there that's following all of the Word of God. See, we don't want to commit spiritual adultery on God, do we?
Right.
Just like we don't want our spouse to commit adultery on us.
Right.
We don't want to commit spiritual adultery on God.
Right.
And spiritual adultery would be like going to all these man-made religions that are not teaching the full truth.
Right.
And so on that card is a bunch of warnings about what they're teaching you, that if you love and you practice them, it will leave you outside the kingdom of God.
Okay.
Like Christmas, Easter, feminism. Those places are not teaching the truth for godly women, how to be holy and set apart and called out. They're participating in entertainment and sports and all kinds of worldly things.
Yep.
See, this is Satan's kingdom we're in.
Yes.
We're born into Satan's kingdom. You see that?
Yeah.
We need to repent and be born into God's kingdom. And it's a totally different life than if we're living in this world here.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps. They'll point you in the right direction. Our email is on there.
Okay.
It's right there, don'tperish@outlook.com.
Okay.
On the front over here is our website. We have a lot of teachings, articles, audios, videos. We pour out everything we can to help people like you. If you're seeking for more truth, and you can email us, we'll help you. I would encourage you. We encourage brothers and sisters all over the world. We travel full time.
Oh, okay.
And we do what they did in the New Testament that Jesus set up. See, these man-made religions out there, they were made many, many years after Christ.
Right.
Man made them.
Right.
We go back to the New Testament that Christ set up, and we're like home fellowship.
Oh, okay.
And that's how it was in the beginning. But you see how Satan set up these buildings, gets everybody to come in there.
Yeah.
They sit and they listen to what he says. Yeah. Give me your money. Give me your time. And now go out and live like the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
You see that?
Yeah,
hypocrisy
I see
and
that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
We're to Romans 12, 1 and 2 says we're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind and be a living sacrifice for Him all the time.
Okay.
Not just, you know, put on your Sunday best and try to go in there, give Him your little pittance, and then go back out and live your world, the world like yourself.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Hopefully that helps you
to
understand. Yeah. Yeah. So read all that. And
then, what's your name?
I'm Sister Amen.
Amen? Oh, my
I'm not a nun. But I'm a sister in Christ. You get that. Okay,
I understand.
And your first name?
Linda.
Linda. Okay,
Sister
Linda. Meeting you.
Take care.
Let me
too.
Know how I can encourage you. And if you have any questions or anything, my husband and I would be happy to help you out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, take care. Have a good day.
God bless you.